If you look at a map of the presidential vote in Washington state, you'll see solid Democratic blue in the Puget Sound region. Big cities over here voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton. But east of the Cascades, every county except for one voted for Donald Trump. Matt Manweller is a Republican state lawmaker from Ellensburg. He also teaches political science at Central Washington University. He told me why so many people on the east side of the state supported Trump.
I think that it was people who were disaffected, people who feel like they've been ignored or talked down to by the media, by political elites. And he was a person who was not politically correct, who could not be shamed, and I think that was appealing to them.
And many people in the Puget Sound region find Trump's appeal hard to understand. They say Trump is racist, xenophobic, and sexist. He's talked about sexually harassing and assaulting women. How do voters in your part of the state look past that?
Well, I think that what people in Seattle don't understand is that your voters, your folks, are obsessed with identity politics, and my voters aren't. The average Seattle politico views all policies through the lens of race, gender, and sexual preference. But over here, that's not how we see politics. It's not how we see all politics. We talk about economics, property rights, religious freedom, recreation, retirement security, the cost of college. But you guys, every policy has to be viewed for the lens of how does this affect racism, sexism, and homophobia. We're just not that way.
And what were some of the specific policies that appealed to Trump voters?
Well, I think that, economics is a big part of it. Again, if people in Seattle don't want to, if they want to understand what they don't get about Trump, is that the average Seattle voter lives in the booming economy of Seattle. Well, the economy is not booming everywhere outside of Seattle. And so when we get these policies that are kind of shoved down our throats, like minimum wage and secure scheduling, and then the Seattle voter says, well, we do all those things and the economy's just fine over here. We say, well, it's not fine over where we're at. And so there's this homogeneity and this isolation that occurs in Seattle. You guys all think the world's great, and it's not for a lot of people.
How would you respond to people that say raising the minimum wage is a good thing for Central and Eastern Washington?
Well, I'd say that they're fundamentally wrong. And what I would say is here is another example of where Seattle voters say, hey, because this works for us, let's impose it upon everyone else in the state with no knowledge about how it'll affect us. So when you have a $13.50 minimum wage in Seattle, that's not going to disrupt your labor markets. The market wage is already about $13. But over here in Eastern Washington, where the market wage is $9, $10, that's going to be a severe disruption. And again, because Seattle voters say, hey, well, look, the economy is booming even after we raise the minimum wage, they just assume that that's going to be true everywhere else, and they're wrong.
For years now, people have been talking about this Cascade Curtain, this economic and cultural divide between Eastern and Western Washington. Given the polarization surrounding Donald Trump, how can this divide be bridged?
Well, I think you need representatives in the legislature and reporters in Seattle to get out of the Seattle bubble. We go to legislators all the time and we say, we need help. The Growth Management Act is killing us. We need help. Your fish rules are killing us. And they look at us with indifference, like we're just a bunch of rubes out here that are waiting for the Pony Express to come by. And we have a economy that we would like to be vibrant, and the rules are stacked against us. And we would like people to understand how the rules that Seattle has adopted have stacked the rules against Eastern Washington.
Republican Matt Manweller represents a 13th district in the Washington State House. We reached him in Ellensburg, where he teaches political science at Central Washington University.